someone suggested that this is, you know, sort of like stealing Paul to pay Mary sort of thing, and taking one money from your left pocket and putting it into your right. I mean, the analogy sort of, I understand where the analogy comes from, but that's not really the case, is it?
No, it depends what's done with the shares. Of course, it's significant if they're taken away from the companies. That's naturally significant. What exactly difference it will make will depend upon what's done with the shares. And it will depend, for example, if the government wants to get a lot of dividends out of them, etc. It can affect how the companies allocate their resources. So it's not, it's not neutral. It's neutral if it's purely legal. It becomes substantive if something is then done with the shares.
Right, and the bottom line of this whole thing, I mean, it's part of a broader concept, of course, to try and put a little bit more reform into the state-owned sector. But why now? I mean, is there some particular reason why the authorities have been making this step now, as opposed to because this has been talked about for a long time?
Well, I think it fundamentally doesn't actually come most directly from the reform of the companies. It comes from the fact that a key goal of the 19th Party Congress is to provide a better social security net for people in China, to have people-centered growth, as it's put, and you need resources for that. There are several places that you could take such resources from. You could increase taxation, or you could take a share of the company income, or you could do both. The government has decided to take part of it as a share of the income from the companies. So I think it's mainly looked at from the point of view of increasing the social security net of citizens rather than very directly from the point of view of company reform.
Social Security, of course, is a major concern for many countries around the world, of course, with growing populations and aging populations. The idea of a social safety net, particularly in retirement, is becoming a major issue. How is this Chinese program comparative to, other steps that are being taken around the world, say, like, for example, in your native UK, to try to, ensure that there's something left in the pot when, the younger generation looks to retire?
Well, there's going to be, China's confronted with a whole series of very important reforms, and it's going to take, it probably takes decades, frankly, to finish the whole thing. Firstly, the retirement age in China is very low, around 55, and that was okay when there was life expectancy was low, but I'm afraid, it's very, very good, but life expectancy has now got much longer. But the result of which is, therefore, that the retirement age, puts very low retirement age, puts a big strain on social resources. So there's going to have to be some increases in the pensionable age. That's going to be extremely controversial because we know it is in all countries. So it's a very big issue because you're going from a society in which there was very little social protection. People traditionally, frankly, relied upon their families, to one in which you've got a modern social security net. And this is going to take a long period, so this is just one of the reforms within that.